This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Vegas is a place where you actually do have a lot of fun with the right person.
Yeah.
That's why it's tough. Like, I've had so many great times with my girlfriend, even my ex-wife, in Las Vegas because of the other side of it. The dinners, the shows, the, like you said, the clubs. If that's where it ends up and you're having fun with your significant other, that's all good. It's all gravy. It's fun. So it's a tougher question than meets the eye. Is it a couple city or a single city? Do you roll on a solo mission or do you bring your significant other? Now, I think, Rich, it's one of those things where everybody has to be on the same page. You know, if I'm bringing my girl, that's when you bring your girl. If you're rolling solo, that's when you roll solo. Because we got stories, man, and they're not all ending in sleaze. But we went there for a fight. Again, a lot of times it's sports related. We're going there for the NBA summer league kickoff. Would it be a kickoff?
NBA
if it's,
con.
Would it be a kickoff if NBA. It's basketball?
Tip off.
And I'll never forget this, Rich, but we were in Vegas for a fight. It was McGregor or Mayweather. It was a big event. We were there for Sirius XM, ESPN at the time, and we didn't have actual credentials or tickets for the fight. So we ended up at the Sapphire Strip Club. And, Rich, do you remember how that went down, though? Like, what a scene and setting that was? You may say, that's not the right setting to watch a big event. Turns out that it was, and it was kind of an interesting night.
Yeah, not to sound, now we're sounding like a bunch of sleazes, but what they do is everyone dips away. All the people that work there dip away. They cut the big screen of the fight showing, and the minute the decision was read, I know what it was. It was Triple G Canelo, the first one. It was Triple G Canelo 1, and the minute they were like, they announced it was a draw, if you remember that, the fight was a draw. The minute they said that, volume of the fight went down, dancers came out, music came on. I'm like, oh my God, they turned over this place in
that
1 second.
That is hilarious.
Just like that.
Hilarious.
Just like that.
But what's so funny, and both of you guys are doing it, it's like you've both taken sleaze out of Vegas. Covino just said it 3 times. Rich said it. You can't take the sleaze out of Vegas. You said, listen to you. You said, we had to decide someplace to go. Where did we end up? The strip club.
We had some hookups, and I'll tell you, it was a really great experience.
Yeah.
It really was, and Rich described it perfectly. So, again, we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, couple city or non-couple city? Is it a
Keep
single
it
city? Let's talk to the great Monsi Bolaños, just to get her a woman's perspective.
Keep
on
it sleazy, Monsi.
Yeah, what's up, Monsi?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I know. Wasn't expecting to see you, so what a nice little treat. I kind of agree with Covino that it's not that simple of a question. My boyfriend and I are really good friends. We like the same stuff.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I've had, I think, better times with him than when I go on solo trips. And I've done both with a boyfriend. So I think it really depends. I think context matters, who you're with. Obviously, yep. You know, I threw a bachelorette party in Vegas 10 years ago.
Oh.
You know, crazy. Oh. Bring the sleaziness. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Thunder from down under, right?
Oh, no. We did Chippendales, guys. The classy one, okay? We did Chippendales.
Classy.
All right? We didn't do Thunder from Down Under. But I think it just depends. And as long as you're with somebody that wants to do the same stuff as you.
Wonder if anybody lost their balance.
Listen, we would have caught him happily.
You know, Monsi, you bring up you and Covino, you're saying the same thing. So I think we've come to a conclusion. It could be a great time for couples if you're on the same page. It's a great test to see, are you and I having the same type of fun? Do you like to gamble and go out for nice dinners? Do you like to party a little bit and have some extra fun? That's what Vegas is all about. And my wife did say this, Monsi, so maybe you'll agree. She said, if you're married or in a relationship and you're not gonna and you're like on the level and not doing anything dumb, sometimes it's not the most fun when you're a woman because you know that guys are gonna be hitting on you. So there's a lot of annoyance on a girl's weekend.
She has a point, but you know, if you have a resting, you know what face, they stay away. So you just pop that baby on and call it a day. But she's right.
She said it's still fun. It's still fun. But she
makes a very good point.
You get approached a lot because especially if you're like at a bachelorette party or some shenanigans, men will be constantly approaching you. And if you just don't feel like talking to random dudes because you're married or you're taken, it's tougher for a good looking woman like you or my wife, Monsi, or Covino's girlfriend or any, you know, it's tougher because you know that guys are going to be annoying you the whole time, I bet.
Yes, that does happen. Right. She makes a very good point.
Be bringing all that fun. And sleaze, sleaze,
Stop
Joel,
it.
All the fun to you with extra content here on Fox Sports Radio. So subscribe to our podcast. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast because we're doing
an
extra show.
I'm sorry. Do people know that at iHeart and Fox Sports, they have Seacrest and I'm Sleazecrest?
Yes. Rich is Dickie Sleazecrest.
Yeah, you know, you guys proved the other point, too, that what happens in Vegas doesn't necessarily stay in Vegas when you're on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? There's so many factors here, Rich. And like I said, all the bros and all the girls, they have to be on the same page. Because then your friend, for example, Rich is bringing his wife, right? Let's say I was unhinged like Rich. Let's say I was a crazy guy and I partied really wild. She'd be taking notes about me like, man, Steve's really risque when his girlfriend's not around. So now she has this sort of idea of how I am when I'm alone, and then she doesn't trust me with Rich in the future. Like, everybody who's going has to be on the same page. That's the greatest advice,
I think. Am I hearing snitch?
Yeah. You know, because now you're bringing a snitch along, taking notes. So you got to be careful with these decisions that you make.
I love that he says everybody has to be on the same page, even your visitors, Rich.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, you know, luckily Sarah and I, Rich's wife, know each other long enough to know how we all roll. But it really does matter, and it's a really interesting question. Vegas, couple city or single city. And like I said, we'll be at the Summer League for the NBA, hopefully getting some cool interviews. Either way, extra content, lots of fun, painting the picture, getting a scoop, getting a juice for you while we're out there.
This is the first time that the NBA has done this NBA con that's happening. It's the convention center connected to Mandalay Bay. And what's cool about it, it's twice the size of any all-star event of any sport. So I'm really interested to see how this is going to go down.
On that note, Danny G, I think it's something we're going to take the sleaze out of this right now, Joel. If you got kids, you have a family, these conventions are so key. They're so great to be involved with. And as we got involved in sports throughout the years as broadcasters, we'd go to all these Major League Baseball events, All-Star Week, the Fan Fests, Super Bowl week when they have all these things for the fans. And I would think to myself, man, why didn't my parents ever take me to this cool stuff?
They don't love you.
Yeah, it's so cool if you have kids and if you have a big family, nieces and nephews to go to things like this. So if you're able to get out there, definitely do it. Like Danny G said, it's going to be a great event.
Oh, and bonus podcasts. Go to the CNR podcast page.
Oh.
And over the weekend, you'll see a couple of bonus podcasts.
Yeah, so it's going to be our pleasure to bring you some extra content, some extra shows. And speaking of Vegas, we're looking to be out there again July 29th for the Errol Spence-Terrence Crawford fight. Again, that's at the end of this month, trying to bring some of the behind-the-scenes action and fun to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, because I'm a big fight fan.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas. Vegas! Bringing that back. So that's the story. And what makes it extra juicy.
Juicy.
It's not all the cheeks juicy at the strip clubs. It's this Wembanyama story, which we had. I mean, I don't take much pride, but it makes live radio fun. We had the privilege, I guess, of announcing it yesterday as it happened. We're like, what? Britney Spears? Wembanyama? What?
Yeah, it didn't sound like a real story.
Yo, when I said that, Rich didn't want to bite because he thought I was reading a fake story, which is very possible. I've done that before. But I'm like, no, this is a real story because it was breaking as we were doing the show. I'm like, hey, yeah, man, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Wembanyama is in some news because his security, the Spurs security, backhanded, that was the headline too, backhanded Britney Spears because she was trying to get a picture. And that was really all we knew at the time, and that she was filing charges. But the story, you know, since then has developed some, and we want to open that up, too, at 877-99-ON-FOX.
It keeps unfolding. It's insane.
877-99-ON-FOX. Want to know your thoughts on this, because the first question that we sort of posed but didn't even really dive into is, wait a second, Wembanyama, Britney Spears is a fan? She's a fan. I find that hard to believe, even though he's a superstar. Maybe that just adds to the actual clout.
I picture like her husband being really into basketball. It's don't know why.
I say this with all due respect.
And maybe
I really
he talks about her.
It doesn't seem like she's fully there, and I don't say that as a knock at all. So when you,
what gives you that idea?
If you follow her on social media, put it that way, and you see what she's up to. It's like, is she really a fan, or does she just see this huge crown around this guy, realizes he must be somebody, I got to take a picture? Or isn't she from Texas? Isn't she? Isn't she a Texas girl?
Does she have ties?
Is she? I don't know.
So
I'm wondering, maybe there's so much hype in San Antonio that she's like, oh, that's the guy, I got to take a pic. Because it was interesting to hear that she's such a fan that she infiltrated security, tapped him on the shoulder to get into this situation.
Wait, stop right there, because that's the thing I was thinking about when we left the show yesterday. How did she tap him on the shoulder?
Yeah, right? She had a jump. She got a stool. She busted out a stool.
There was a lot of debate on TV and radio yesterday afternoon about, did he get grabbed? Did she grab his arm, or did she tap him?
Britney Spears is 5'4".
Yeah.
Well, you can't touch him. That's the rule. Yeah.
So
he's 7'4".
He's 7'4". So that's 2 feet. So she does not have a 2-foot-long arm.
Oh, she was wearing a circus stilts.
So did it look like she was serving in a volleyball game?
Yeah, probably, right? So great question.
Did Wembanyama need Britney Spears drama before he played his first summer league game in the NBA? Did Britney Spears, who everyone thinks is, what does Monty say, Cuckoo Bananas?
Cuckoo Bananas. We need that sound.
Need
we
this?
Need that. Can you just say it once, Monty, so we can use it in the future?
Cuckoo bird is actually what I say. Cuckoo bird.
No, you say cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo bananas.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you.
I think I say cuckoo bird more.
You said cuckoo bananas cuckoo on bananas. Our afternoon show.
Well,
I remember.
Well, because you two are cuckoo bananas. Okay, that's why.
You. Cuckoo bananas.
There you go. There's a new show intro. Cuckoo bananas. But yeah, Britney Spears, who everyone thinks is a little cuckoo bananas, and Wembanyama, who's probably trying to keep his nose clean. Like, listen, I'm 19 years old. First round draft pick, the expectation is that I'm Hakeem Olajuwon, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James all in one. Do you think he needs 2 days before the biggest start in anticipation of an NBA career, he needs someone to be saying that his guy slapped Britney Spears? Do you think
dude,
he needs that?
The answer is no. His expectations are higher than anyone's. Like I said, I was listening to Chris Broussard. He was saying, like, he's a GOAT candidate, so it's almost GOAT or bust. Not that he has to be a great player. He has to be the greatest of all time sort of player, or it's going to be considered a bust because there's that much hype around this guy in the NBA. Now, Rich, you posed the second tier of the question. It's like, is this pressure going to get to him? It's going to be a good test for him. Like, he doesn't need this. Absolutely no, does he need it? But will we see it? Will we see the distraction as a result this weekend?
You know what it proved? If you're a big star, somehow, some way, not trouble, but drama will find you. And this was test number one for a very young, very inexperienced Victor Wembanyama. Yama, yama, yama. So do you want to hear? I want to hear his voice. I want to hear.
Listen closely, if though. If you hear any sense of, like, well, not that he did anything, but you would think, just to make it clear, like, I am really sorry that this happened and I'm a fan. You don't hear anything of that. You just hear the play-by-play.
I didn't know for a couple hours, but when I came back to the hotel, I thought it was no big deal, and the security of this person did was a big experience. So I was first, I was like, "No, you're joking," but yeah, turns out it was a big experience. And, but I didn't know because I didn't see her. I never saw her face. I just kept walking straight, and that's it.
I mean, you gotta say the guy answered the best he could. What was he supposed to say, Kavino? He probably didn't know. We've seen swarms of people around a celebrity or athlete in Las Vegas. I've seen Floyd Mayweather Jr. pass a casino floor, and he doesn't know who's around him because he's got guards and people everywhere. So you're talking about Britney Spears and Wembanyama. She said that there were people following her, but her security didn't slap anyone. So I think this is a misunderstanding, and I think Britney, as much as she probably feels done dirty, like, why did someone hit me and my glasses off my face? She doesn't realize the unnecessary stress she brought this young kid.
But if she was that embarrassed by it, right, and we've already established she should be very well aware of how these things work. She's surrounded by security. If she didn't want that attention, she wouldn't have filed charges and made it a bigger story. It wouldn't get to this level, right? She would have been embarrassed and then moved on with it. Because
I didn't grab him. I tapped his shoulder.
You know what's also interesting?
Kavino, she had apparently a fake British accent going on. Did you hear that part of the story where
exactly.
She's like, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir." Like, what is she doing?
We just like the drama, though. Like, did you hear about that?
It's wild, dude.
Did you hear about the girl we backhand?
It's
2 hours ago. No, I didn't hear about it.
It's a nightmare. Yeah, it really is. It's a nightmare for Wembanyama. It doesn't need this. It's Britney Spears. I can't even put it into perspective because we already established, too, that Toxic came out before he was born. He was born in 2004.
I know.
So I'm sure he has a great understanding of who she is, but to him, she's like an old wackadoodle, you know,
honestly,
who used to
be
famous.
Like, it'd be like, wait, who did my guy slap? Linda Ronstadt? Like, you know, think
exactly.
of someone that was popular before you were born.
Like, before you were born. Like, Spot, not to date myself, but I don't care. Look at me.
Someone's
Brown
better.
Don't frown. The Spanish don't vanish. I can't even think. I'm born in 76, right? So who was like a major pop star at that level before I was born?
Cher?
Cher. Cher was trying to get a picture with me, and my security backhanded her. Even still, even though I wasn't around for Cher. Well, I mean, come on. I was very
aware.
No, I think that's 90s. A great example.
Olivia Newton-John?
Olivia Newton-John slapped me, and I'm like, Sandy, right?
You can't backhand anybody, though.
My security back.
That's true.
I'm going to say, Rich, even though she was in her prime before my time in this hypothetical, on this reality, I would definitely be more apologetic about it, even though I had nothing to do with it. I would say that I was flattered, and I'm a fan, and that's kind of crazy, but it's a big misunderstanding. He said none of those things, but, and that's interesting to me.
He should send her some shoes.
I think it's. I just think it's a reflection on immaturity.
Maybe.
I just think he's a young kid.
Which is a great indicator of maybe what's to come, because part of being this guy is like, part of is being able to handle the craziness that's going to surround him.
Kavino, though, but why is she still pursuing it?
Attention, maybe. Humiliation.
I also think her husband is a driving force behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her husband, Sam, seems to be putting out statements.
He's
also interesting, Rich, that in today's world, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a camera in hand. there's no actual footage of this happening. Like, there's that we a could
photo.
See.
There's a not the footage of the actual slap, but there's a photo.
You got
of
a
like
7 foot
just
four
before it happens.
I know. I've seen the still images and the security footage or images, but you got a 7 foot four number one draft pick who should be in the GOAT conversation by the end of his career, making his debut this weekend, and you got Britney Spears. They're all in a room together. This goes down and no one has footage. That is insane to me. Insane. Everybody's documenting what they eat, let alone this happening.
Oh, what if five fingers say to the face?
Britney Spears.
Exactly. So,
yeah, you know what? You're right, Covino. Now, Britney, to quote her, she said, "I recognized an athlete in the lobby of the hotel as I was headed to dinner. I later went to a restaurant at a different hotel, saw him again. That hotel is the Aria." She goes on to describe the encounter. "I decided to approach him and congratulate him on his success. It was really loud, so I tapped him on the shoulder to get his attention."
Throat puncher.
"I was aware the player's statement where he mentioned I grabbed him from behind. No, I simply tapped his shoulder and bam, slapped in the face, backhanded, nearly knocking me down and causing my glasses to fly off my face."
She said bam, it's ban. Wem ban yama.
Did ban sound it out? Did ban really say that?
She's got to sound that out. Yeah.
Was he being pushed in a wheelchair? There is no way she tapped him on a shoulder.
She had really high boots on, Danny G, like really high.
Made her like, what, 5'8"?
She's part of a new Cirque show. She's on stilts.
Yeah.
But it's
she had a
she would have had to get
trampoline
through her entourage to his entourage through his entourage.
You know, you're right, though. That doesn't make sense. I guess.
It really doesn't.
Maybe to her, like, you know, the side of the arm or like the upper back is like quote unquote tapping someone
Yo,
on the shoulder.
It can be a
quote unquote expression.
I guess, yeah.
So maybe she like reached up and like tapped his like back shoulder blade.
She got throat punched. She would be lucky to reach his pinky.
We'll see if he's distracted or not.
When you said pinky, I thought you were going to say something else.
What? His pinky?
So when you really look at the big picture, Covino, you're right. His answer, I think it could have been squashed quicker if he was just like, "Hey, Britney Spears is a legend. I was unaware of the scenario. My apologies from me and my team and family and people. Best of luck. I'm playing tomorrow night." We always talk about this. I don't like insincere apologies, but this is a good place for one of them.
Yeah, he really didn't sell that part of the story to me. Is it his job to do that? Not necessarily, but it definitely would have squashed it a little
I think
faster,
something
I
that would have helped him if this was during the season and it wasn't his first summer league game, if Pop was around. See, because Pop would squash this.
Yeah, I mean, that's where guidance is key. So, and like Spot said, maybe we're seeing some of the immaturity quicker than we thought we'd ever see it.
Matt hit us up on Twitter and said maybe this was a whole thing designed to test him.
I doubt that, but it is the test that he didn't ask for. Wow.
Like, can he survive the the social media drama?
You know how
drama?
He squashes
Lion's
it completely?
Den.
Yeah. Here's how he puts it out and answers all these questions when he dominates this weekend against Charlotte, right?
Nah.
So if he comes out and dominates, it's like, oh, I mean, there he is, and that becomes the story.
I don't think any of them guys have dominated yet.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. But you know, he did nothing wrong. Let's make that very clear, Rich. We're just very
nothing.
We're dissecting his response, and we're looking at the story and how it happened. He did nothing wrong. This has nothing to do with him. This has to do with the Spurs security and Britney Spears and her pressing charges. The only thing we're speculating on is his statement. But again, he's in the clear. And how does he react?
He's under a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah.
He's got the spotlight on him, and he might be oblivious to like what's going on outside his little bubble.
50 million.
You know, let me tell you right now, this kid, you keep saying the word immaturity, and
it's true.
Is that always a bad word? Because when you say immature, I always assume like, you know, girls I've dated or people say, oh, you're immature.
It's lack of maturity.
When
it's
they're
not
describing
immaturity.
Me, Rich, and I'm 40-something years old, I think it's an insult. When you're talking about a young man who really doesn't know a lot about life yet, even though he's had more experiences than most people, I don't think it's an insult. I don't. It's just a sign of where he is in life.
He might lack the social grace that, you know, that a lot of athletes are sheltered and only know one thing. Like, this guy, I'm sure, has been conditioned to be a basketball player and nothing else.
Hey,
so
Spot,
he might just lack the social wherewithal to navigate the situation.
But again, you just said, I mean, I'm not saying you're insulting him, but you said perhaps lacking social grace, and the word immaturity was thrown around. Let me just say one thing, we'll take the phone calls. Victor Wembanyama was walking through a casino with security guards all around him. Britney Spears approached his people, as well as thousands of people probably trying to get a piece of this guy. He didn't even see it happen. He's probably like, wait, what happened? Who? Where?
That's exactly what he's saying.
I don't think there's any accountability needed to be thrown at Victor Wembanyama. I think this guy is 100% innocent, I tell you. I don't think this guy needs to say a damn thing. The more I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it would be nice for him to say, you know, I'm sorry for what happened to Britney Spears. But the reality is he did nothing.
Well, maybe that's part of the decision. And maybe that's why he's handling it. You know what? From a legal perspective, we have a lawyer on the phone. So maybe that's it. Maybe by saying sorry, he's implicating himself so he doesn't.
And wait, who's on the phone? Saul Goodman?
Yeah. No, we have a caller named Terzo from Iowa. Says he's an attorney and has some insight on this.
And from what we've seen so far, though,
yeah,
like, you know, his arrival at the airport, he was greeted and greeting fans. When he went to Yankee Stadium throughout the first pitch, he was signing baseballs and, like, greeting everybody. So he is comfortable interacting with people. So it's not it. So it could have just been an unfortunate series of events, planets aligning that
agreed. I just don't want people unnecessarily tearing this young man down who did nothing wrong.
No, not at all. We're just speculating.
No, and he rode the subway too.
Yeah. What's
look
up, Terzo?
He fit.
Terzo, you're on the show.
I'm gonna agree with what Joel said earlier. Hey, man, he doesn't even know who Britney Spears is. Probably the only time he's heard any of her songs was whenever they get dropped by the DJ and remixed, and he hears Toxic for all of 3 seconds.
I mean, that's so wild to me, though, dude. Like, and you might be right. He's so in his lane, so in his zone. He's not from this country, but she's an international star. It's like not knowing J-Lo or something. Like, give me a break. Yeah. You don't know. Even though he's a young man, he doesn't know. But, again, maybe by apologizing, he's insinuating he did something wrong, and he didn't. We know he didn't. But he didn't even seem
flattered.
Well,
the security guard apologized, and he still got wrote up on the principal's office.
Files were still charged. But it does go to show you, here's the wildest part of the story, in my opinion. The wildest part of the story is this perspective that there's so much attention around this guy. This really drives it home. There's so many expectations on this guy that when Britney Spears is there and she's knocked on her ass, he didn't even notice.
Throat punch.
That's how big of a deal this guy is. He didn't even notice this. He didn't notice her. He didn't see it happen. He didn't even stop in his tracks because he's such a hot commodity. That's how crazy his life is going to become.
You know, Kavino, this story, I'm not saying it helps him. Because the fact that he did nothing wrong, even a little bit, meaning like he just happened to be in a scene where a security guard pushed away someone. That someone just happened to be Britney Spears. I think this story just adds to the hype that is Victor Wembanyama. I really do.
Boy, if he drops a triple-double tonight.
It's like, wow.
If he does, this story takes a back seat, I think. Let's talk to...
While you go to the phones, I'm going to go to StubHub and SeatGeek and all that. I want to see if tickets have gone up since this happened.
Yeah, you're right. It adds to the legend.
Are now people needing to be there? Go ahead.
Ramon in Indy. Ramon, you're on with CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick.
All right. How you guys doing? Appreciate taking your call. Quick perspective.
What's up, man?
I've been doing great. I didn't like him, but he got to get used to the United States. Sure, he's been all over, but he's not been in the fishbowl that is the media of the United States. And, you know, the NBA is worried about image, and you've got domestic violence, women getting touched. So you got a lot of factors there. That's why Brittany probably went ahead and made the report for legal purposes. I got a family full of lawyers. I'm surprised the lawyer didn't speak on that when he commented. But I just hope that his crew lets him know, you are in a fishbowl here. Keanu Reeves says he doesn't even hug anybody. He Ricky doesn't. Smiley says no hugs, no nothing. They do fist bumps, and they put their arms behind their back because they do not want to be accused of touching a woman any kind of way. And that's the society we're in. So I hope that they, the security, they're going to be liable. You just can't hit people and get away with it. You hit me, I may not hit you back, but I'm going to take you and get your money. So they're going to be liable for it. But in his case, I hope that they tell him, make sure that you don't touch anyone and no one around you touches anyone unless they're defending your life.
That's what they told me at church.
You know what? I'm thinking something else, too. Like, how blown out of proportion is the story? That's why video footage is so important, and I'm shocked that we haven't seen any yet in today's world, because there's a big difference, Rich, to me, of a guy winding up, backhanding. Like, that means he slapped her out of the way, or he put his hands up, hit her by accident because he was creating some sort of barricade or barrier. I don't want to undermine the situation if she did indeed get smacked in the face. That's uncalled for. It's unfortunate. But how do we know that's not what really happened?
You're saying she flopped.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe she did flop. Maybe we're talking big security guys.
If this was not Britney Spears, we don't hear this story. And Covino's right. Nothing funny about a woman getting hit, but it could have been a security guard just putting up his arms like, all right, everyone back up. And by putting up his arms, he knocked off her sunglasses. And because it's Britney Spears, it's a big story. And then there's apologies and complaints. And by the way, StubHub, this is wild. General admission, just to walk in the arena, couple hundred dollars. Covino, if you want to sit in section 107, which is not even the middle of the court, like near one of the baskets, $675 a ticket for tonight.
So it went up like $300, it feels like, right? Wasn't it?
Yep. It almost doubled. So it more than doubled from yesterday, which means the hype to see this guy even touch a basketball in a summer league game in the NBA is off the chart.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Is it Derrick Rose is on the Grizzlies now, right? Did you see the meme where it's like they have a picture of Derrick Rose next to oh my God, why am I drawing a blank?
Because you can't remember anybody's name nowadays. You have dad brain.
Ja Morant. Jeez, I do have dad brain. Yo, when you have a three, when you have a three and six-year-old.
Rich, I wish I could have helped you out there. You know, that's the benefit of but I had no idea what you were talking about. So.
No, honestly, I feel like sometimes I feel like I was dropped on my head having a 3 and 6-year-old. No, I would say, have you seen the picture of Derrick Rose with Ja Morant? It said Guns and Roses.
I know I have not, but I love it. Yes.
Yeah, I texted that to you, Kavina.
No, thank you, Dan. I was going to say, someone texted me that.
Yeah. I missed it, Danny G. Must have missed it.
Right, so let me take we're another talking, sip of my coffee here. Jeez.
Enjoy. We're talking Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian. Are you rooting for this or against this?
Well, I don't know if I'm rooting for anything, but I think, I mean, call me immature. This sounds like a very 20-year-old guy answer, Kavino. But why not? Not date, but like if you're Tom Brady and you're single and Kim's single, why not for the hell of it be like, hey, you and I, one night of fun. You're Tom Brady, I'm Kim. Let's see what's doing.
If you
doing.
Don't think that's happening, I think you're out of your mind. I think that's absolutely
You don't think Tom Brady would like to get a hand to those cheeks? And you don't think just for clout chasing, she's like, it's Tom Brady. Like, what a guy. Like, yeah. I don't know. Call me immature, but I think this is just a funny story I don't think they're going to date. I don't want to be
that's
TM.
That's a pay-per-view event, man.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not all.
That's a magical night, to say the least. I think they make it happen just to say that they did. I don't think there's any debate or any question that there's some intrigue if it hasn't happened already.
I think it's funny.
The Tom Brady fans are like, no. But yeah, I look at it from a nicer perspective, Rich. I look at it like, you know, Kim Kardashian has been linked to some pretty crappy situations in the world of love. I feel like maybe Tom Brady could be the answer. I think this could be great. I think this is maybe what the family needs, a little Tom Brady action. I understand that's not his world, but I think it'd be a nice story.
If I could just interject the Detroit perspective on how we like drama.
Let's hear it, Joel.
It seems like Tom Brady has baby mama drama, is like his ex-wife, and it seems like he would stay away from like those might be rumors, but he'll be on the phone explain. He got some explaining to do. No, that's just a rumor.
Yeah, but don't underestimate the power of Kim's beauty, you know, and her power and everything that brings.
After you get,
did you say beauty or booty?
Both.
After you get put with somebody, sometimes you might as well just go ahead and do the deed because. Whatever the rumor name is, you just never clear it up.
Again, these rumors are intensifying that they're together, they're dating.
I'm not dating.
Why is it a story?
It.
The story is because Tom Brady fans are like, no, he's too good for that. Because
I think
of
the
their
story,
different levels of fame and how they got
there. The explanation is we had a big party, baby. You know, if I'm going to do something, I ain't going to do it all out in front of everybody.
Yeah, but you know, in today's world, everybody wants to know all the dirt, all the juice. They want all the details.
I think I'm not on the Boston fan Dave Portnoy train of Tom Brady, stay away, stay away. But I also don't think they're going to date. I think it's simple. One magical night of two A-listers getting it on. Tom Brady, Kim, have at it, have fun. You know it's serious. I'll end it with this, Kavino, and then there's a couple other stories, of course, in the world of sports and entertainment we want to get to. But I'll wrap it with this. And by the way, Tom should because we don't need a baby.
Jeez.
I'm going to wrap it with this.
Jeez
Louise. You only know it's real if all of a sudden you start seeing Kanye go at Tom Brady? Like, imagine that. That I don't have that on my bingo card either. Brittany and Wembanyama.
Drama that Brady doesn't need in his life, which is why people are like, no, Tom, we love you too much. Stay away from all that.
Imagine.
We love drama, Rich.
Yo, bro, imagine if Kanye West starts going on an anti-Tom Brady rant. Then you know there's juice to this. Until then, Covino, I think it might just be friendship, business talk, hookup, who knows. But they're not dating. Give me a break.
Well,
but
you know
if Kanye
is.
West,
not,
come
not
on.
To get all, again, yeah. gossipy on you, but it is a story. Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld, apparently their romance is intensifying because they're seen. And again, this is the story. We're not making this up. We're not out there taking these pictures. But public PDA on their little getaway in Mexico. They're in a hot tub. Oh. Getting it on.
Canoodling.
Yeah, you know, making out, heavy petting, doing what people do that are in love. So that's the other side story in the world of sports and romance.
Cove, let me ask you to put a little bow on the...
I'm not a big PDA guy, Rich.
Cove!
You're not a PDA guy. You don't like that. You're not smooching in public when you're on vacation. You're not making out in the hot tub.
No, not my steez.
You
don't
have a Palm Pilot in the 2000s.
No, not my style. Not how I roll. I'm not an affectionate person.
He holds hands when he walks, right?
There's a time and a place, man.
You hold hands, Covina?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You open the door for her?
Of course, I'm not saying I'm not a gentleman. I'm just saying that.
No kissing, though.
Yeah, like, especially if you know cameras are on you. So that
Romance, man. Hot new romance. So my question is this. It actually has to do with the playing field. If you're Josh Allen, young star in the league, I mean, people love you. He's a fan favorite. He plays hard. He's a winner. He's gutsy. I don't know many people that don't like Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen is like a winner, fun, good dude. Haley Steinfeld has a reputation of being very sweet. Everyone likes Haley Steinfeld. Do you think
very wholesome.
Most fans want their athletes to be personally happy? Like, do you think this makes Josh Allen like just more composed in life? Because think about it, we forget sometimes the off-the-field stuff absolutely has an effect on the on-the-field stuff. We've seen studies where players that are going through a divorce either have their worst season or their best season. People that are going through drama in their marriage sometimes go through a slump or have an off year. Could this be good news for Buffalo Bills mafia? Like, do you think it's like, yo, Josh Allen's happy? He's either going to bring it more now or what?
Yeah, you want your player to be happy. You don't want them to be distracted. You know, and that's why we discussed Wembanyama earlier. It's like, he doesn't need that kind of distraction. He's got to focus on his game tonight against Charlotte. He doesn't need to be focused on Britney Spears drama. So if you're rooting for Josh Allen, you don't want him to be distracted by any sort of romance drama. Look what happened to
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is a good one. The Dark Knight and your New York Mets.
Matt Harvey.
He sort of crumbled when he went through a breakup with Adriana Lima back in the day. You know, you want your guy to be happy. He can't hurt if he's happy.
Yeah, I don't know if that worked on A-Rod, though.
A-Rod's surrounded, you know, he's just surrounded by drama. So, yeah, I think that's a good story, Rich. Props to Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld. We'll keep you posted on Brady and Kim Kardashian. Now, while all this drama was going on, and there's a few people on the phone if you guys want to call and say what's up. 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, you know,
I was doing something that would make you pretty upset, Rich. I was watching the Yankees lose 14-1.
Ouch.
To the Orioles. There's a point in which I know a lot of people would walk away.
Rich would have.
Yeah, Rich definitely would have. At 5-1, Rich would have turned away. 14-1, I'm like, I gotta keep it on.
You know my theory, and I'll stand strong by it. There's 162 baseball games. You can't tell me you're a bigger fan than I am because of your stupid mentality. There's 162 regular games. I keep an eye on every game, even if it's on my phone checking the score. But I'm not locked in watching a baseball game if a grand slam can't tie it. If your team's down by five or more, I'll check. And then if you – came within two.
Any inning.
Joel, if it's 6-0 in the first inning, I'm like, yo, I'll see you tomorrow, Mets. Like, I'll tell you what, even when my team's winning by a lot, like last night I was checking the Mets, who, by the way, have suckered me. I'm such a dummy. Isolate that clip. I'm a dummy. the Mets have won 5 in a row, and I'm all in again. I'm thinking, like, they clicked. This is it. They're going to win 15 of the next 20. They're going to go on a roll. And the Mets were winning 9-0 yesterday. Do you think I watched after they were winning 9-0?
I just can't believe you didn't. Not that I wanted to watch the Yankees lose 14-1. And not that I stayed glued, as you put it. Like, I'm sitting there in front of the TV eating potato chips. I went out for a walk and then had it on, you know, as I walked around. I was slinging it.
Do you think
Have it on, and I'm like, man, I can't even believe I'm wasting my time engaging, but that's what fans do. If you,
psychologically,
especially if your team's winning, I would love to see the clobbering.
I think you just like to hear Michael Kay's voice. I feel like there's something deeper there.
There's
like,
some comfort there, too, for sure.
Like, does he do what do they call him, where they do the personalized messages from people?
Cameos.
Yeah.
I mean, are you forgetting everything?
I dropped on my head. I told you. Camino, I gotta find out if Michael Kay does cameos. I need to get a couple for you. Like, hey,
give me a John
Michael
Kay.
Sterling, Camino. Oh, he's the greatest.
Well,
right, let's
Rich
go to
is
your
the
phone
type
calls.
Of guy that would have tuned out. I tuned in. I kept it on, and we're going to your phones now. Thank you for keeping it on, Camino and Rich. We got Chuck in Texas who wants to say what's up.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey guys, thank you for taking my call. You know, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian, I can't relate. I will never relate to the things that he's exposed to because I don't have that kind of money. I'm not that good looking. But if I were single and had that kind of money and still virile, I'd be very interesting, Kim Kardashian. She's a beautiful woman. There's no denying that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to marry her. You're right. Yo, Chuck, he does not have to marry her. He doesn't have to. If Tom Brady went out for a nice night and, you know, had a little fun and she had a little fun, no harm in that. They're both single.
I encourage it, to be honest.
He said if he was skinny, a little younger, now those could happen, but the still virile, that's where we all said, oh.
I think this could be a power couple for the ages. I'm actually rooting for it. Let's go to Cameron in Indiana. You're on the Covino and Rich Show in for Dan Patrick.
What up, Cameron?
Yo, hey, guys. Hey, Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian, let's get this thing going. I got one reason why. So Dana White, listen up. Get Kanye and Tom Brady in the octagon. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the future. We've talked about it. You know, Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Kanye will. What's the over-under, Covino? We're going to Vegas today. Do you think Kanye West will ever get in a ring or octagon?
No.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike
and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's time for Weekend Hobnobbing, everybody.
Living for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobbing.
All right, yeah. What you need to watch in the world of sports and pop culture in entertainment, so you know what's going on, really. Covino and Rich. Now, came out last weekend, but I wanted to see the reviews before I made the move. We're going to be in Vegas. I don't know if we're going to have any downtime, but if I could see Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I'll go with you.
I want to go. People are saying Flopbuster. This is why I want to go. Flopbuster. We're talking one of the greatest franchises, one of the coolest actors of our time. Can't go out like that. So it made $130 million globally. It was number one, but people are saying flop, even though I'm hearing it's pretty good.
Bro.
Critics
bro.
Are flopping it. I saw the audience score at about an 82.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hearing pretty good.
Even maybe, you know, listen, if I want to go see some floppers this weekend, I'm going to Sapphire. Not the movie theater, bro. Not the movie.
Okay. Second week for Indiana
Sounds
Jones.
Sounds like you're going to senior floppers.
Exactly. Yeah, what club are you going to? UFC 290. UFC 290, Volkanovski, I believe this is his fourth title defense versus Rodriguez, but the whole card is pretty nasty. You got Moreno fighting. Brandon Moreno is the co-main
event. He's always been cool to Covino Rich, so I like Volkanovski.
Yeah, he's fighting Rodriguez, like I said. Brandon Moreno's fighting. Robert Whitaker's fighting this weekend. So UFC 290, definitely worth checking out. Some great fights there. I'm going to watch the Plain Lady videos on social media because I'm dying to know what she saw. Yeah. What was on the plane that she saw, man. The Plain Lady. I'm also going to be watching Rich in Vegas because he's unleashed.
Yep. That's
and,
on the
of
list.
Course, the Cubs at Yankees. I'm fired up about that. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm watching, as far as sports go, Wembanyama tonight. Whether we get into the arena or not, you got to watch Victor Wembanyama.
Party in Spot's room.
Yeah.
Hey, Spot,
set
it up.
Why is it always my room?
Just to say you did. You know, because Covino likes to go to the bathroom in your room and leave it there.
Yeah,
that's true.
So, not only Wembanyama tonight, Summer League, his debut, maybe Brittany shows up. The Mets and Padres, two underachieving teams, the two most underachieving teams in baseball tonight. The Mets try to win six in a row. Verlander against Yu Darvish, the guy that eliminated the Mets from the playoffs last year. Both of these teams are five games under 500. But again, that third wild card keeps these two underachieving teams alive. Now on Netflix, Tom Segura's got a new comedy special.
Oh, wow.
Sledgehammer. I want to watch that. Lincoln Lawyer, not the movie. There's the series Lincoln Lawyer on Netflix. Season 2 is out now. So if you watch season 1, Lincoln Lawyer. And I'm all about Apple TV, you know. If you haven't started, I mentioned it last week, Hijack with Idris Elba is really good. 3 episodes in. And, hey, that's what I got this weekend.
I don't need to watch that before we get on a flight to Vegas.
To add to your Netflix, The Outlaws comes out today. It's a comedy movie with Adam Devine, Pierce Brosnan, Ellen Barkin, and Nina Dobrev.
Okay, that's a movie, right?
Yeah, it's a movie, yeah. So that looks pretty funny.
I got something on Hulu. Your significant other or Rich may need a box of tissue. Save Me, the Jelly Roll documentary. He went from drug dealer to white rapper to huge country star. Big string of number one hits on the charts, selling out arenas now. When you see this guy's background and how he started, amazing story.
Love Jelly Rolls.
Dude, I saw him. iHeart's giving this guy a lot of support. I've seen him doing a lot of stuff. So, I may watch that as well. So, good one, Danny.
Yes, really good.
Covino.
Is anybody else watching the Wham documentary?
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I want to watch that.
If I have Wham? Time, I'll watch it. I heard it's pretty good.
Wham?
Wham documentary.
No, Wham.
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 Wham. Wham.
Well, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Enjoy whatever it is you watch. I hope all your teams win. Thanks for hanging out with us here this week, the Dan Patrick Hattrick. Remember to join us Monday through Friday at our regular time, 5 p.m. on the East, 2 p.m. on the West. Thank you, Joel, for hanging out with us always. Monty, always great to see you. Everybody have a great weekend.
Yeah,
enjoy.
Summer League podcasts coming up this weekend, too.
Yeah, let's do it this weekend. Let's go Cuckoo Bananas. Until next time, arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Cuckoo Bananas.
Thank you, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.